You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah. Blenheim's finest. That is Big Scout with Bloke Schultz. We've got Greg from Big Scout on the line. Morena, Greg.
Morning, how are we?
Good, how are you?
Not bad at all.
Hey, we're chatting to you because you've given us a very sneaky first spin of a brand new track, which we'll listen to shortly. It's called Mr. Slice. What has Big Scout been cooking up over the last wee while?
Over the last wee while, we've sort of gone a different direction with our sound. Like from the last track, that Bloke Schultz you just played, it's pretty full noise. We've gone a bit more minimalist recently, very rhythm section heavy with a bit more barky vocals and having a pop at people. it's gone a bit more silly, a bit more minimalist. But yeah, we've got our Mr. Slice coming out. We've got an album's worth of material waiting there. So over the course of this year, we'll be recording an album with any luck.
Awesome. Where do you normally go to record?
In the past, we've recorded in Christchurch with Brian Ferry of Melted Ice Cream. Mm-hmm. Kind of with him a couple of times, like we got to know him through Salad Boyd and playing with him. But Mr. Slice was recorded at a spot called Secret Handshake in Nelson.
Wicked.
Bit of a legend that's just sort of emigrated to Nelson at the, like before COVID ruined everything. His name's Trevor Montgomery, and he played in a heap of bands over in San Francisco and just got all this amazing gear, and he's set up a studio in the old Masonic Temple in Nelson.
Oh, wow.
It's such a mint setup. We were lucky enough to meet him and record Mr. Slicer, see how it went, and it's come out bloody good, I think.
So what kind of prompted the sound pivot, this move towards a bit more rhythm and a bit more vocals at the front? What's kind of been the reason that you've decided to move in that direction?
I don't know. I think I just got a bit more cocky with my vocals. But the vocal thing for me has always been a bit daunting. Like, I wasn't a singer when we started this band, and I've sort of become one. So the more I've got confident, the more I've been able to just buck at the front and in front of people and not really care as much. And I like bands that have sort of a minimalist sound, like Sleaford Mods and people like that. So yeah, I suppose that's sort of been a big influence for me. And we've got Matt and Jim, the drummer and bass player, they just lock in so well, and it creates such a platform. We'd be stupid to not celebrate it and push them.
Totally.
And then I just add in a bit of spice on top of it. And
excellent.
Sounds great.
It's like the little salt meme, like just sprinkling a little bit of guitar when it's necessary.
Yeah, Salt Bay of Blenheim.
That should be your new band tagline, maybe. One thing I've always really liked about Big Scout is your lyrics are very narrative driven. You've always got these great stories going on, like Bloke Schultz is just this kind of mad story about this, you know, veteran who's, you know, gone through the wars to be murdered in a bloody home assault. It's all very hectic and grim, but also quite funny as well. There's always an edge of humor there. How do you write these songs? Where do they come from?
It's a bit of a team effort, really. The more recent stuff has basically been my lyrics, and it's gotten a bit sillier, if I'm honest. Like the newer stuff, like you'll hear in Mr. Slice, it's a bit more mad. But the earlier stuff, it was sort of a team effort with the lyrics, and the music just sort of came a bit more organically as well, I suppose. Believe it or not, Bloke Schultz was an actual person in Blenheim.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a bit of a local legend. I think he played rugby for Moultrie or something like that. And Jim and Matt, like I'm still getting my head around Blenheim, even though I've been here 20 years. But like all these local legends sort of seep into the fabric of the people who've been here for a long time. And Jim and Matt knew about this bloke, and Matt sort of embellished his story into what Bloke Schultz became.
That's amazing. I didn't realise it was based on true-ish events.
Yeah, true-ish. Yeah, like loosely true-ish. And Mr. Slice sort of came about. I just remember Jim said his kid called him Jimbo Slice, and I thought that was hilarious after like the UFC fire.
Yeah.
Jimbo Slice, and I thought it was hilarious. So the first line, Jimbo Slice has got a pair of new shoes. I thought, oh, here we go. And it just, sort of this moment of clarity. I was like, I'm just going to write about a Muppet. And it came out that way.
It must be. It sounds like you have a lot of fun when you guys play together. What's I guess, I mean, you're meant to be going on a tour, and fingers crossed that's all still going to be happening.
Yeah, totally.
What's some of your things you're looking forward to about taking this new stuff on the road?
It's just fun. Like you rightly say, we have a lot of fun when we play it. It's just pure escapism, eh? Mm-hmm. Like we all have jobs, we all have families here, and that time on stage, it's 40 minutes of just escapism where you can do whatever you want and get away with it just about. So why not be as silly as possible and get it all out of your system and just have the time of your life doing it? So we write music to be the vehicle for that. It's not all silly, but I mean, we put a lot of time and effort into what we create. But at the same time, I mean, if it ain't partly funny,
yeah,
the point, like, you've got to be entertained by it and actually enjoy it yourself. And that's the music I like. I like stuff that occasionally makes you giggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And you'll see, like, most of the time, on stage, like, we played a gig on Sunday at a spot in Blenheim, and there's this one of the new songs called Blah. At the midway point, Jim does this, like, spoken word thing, and I was wetting myself laughing at it. we just enjoy it, eh?
Yeah.
It's just pure fun.
Totally. Hey, Greg, we hope we'll get to see you in Auckland soon. You're scheduled to be here on the 25th with Ripship at Whammy Bar. We'll just wait and see what happens today. But either way, we'll enjoy listening to Mr. Slice in the meantime. If people want to get their hands on any of your music, Bandcamp the best place to go?
Yeah, Bandcamp. It's all there for download. Also Spotify, Apple Music, all those sorts of things. But yeah, get on Bandcamp. Support the artists.
Yeah, totally.
They do a great job, particularly over these lockdown times. Yeah.
Awesome.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, we will. Hey, let's play Mr. Slice now. This is a very first spin of the new track by Big Scout. Thank you so much, Greg. Have a good day.
No worries. Cheers. Gotcha. Jimbo Slice has got a pair of new truth. Save my soul, shade of shit, stained blue. So go and tell your teachers, go and tell your friends. Don't accept a cuddle, cause he's out for air again. Twilight, nightlife, looking for a highlight. Uptight, hindsight, feeling like a dog bite. Giving up, giving up, giving up again. Giving up, giving up, giving up again. You dickhead! You're a dickhead! Top shelf dickhead. Jimbo, Jimbo, get me out of limbo. Your basement stinks and I'm sick of singing jingle. Jimbo the bimbo, he's got him out again. I know it's only January, but it's the end. You dickhead. Dickhead! Dickhead! Top shelf dickhead! Where's my jacket? Oh, hello! I didn't see you running off. I tagged your bike and your ankle. I think I'll have a Molotov. Where's my jacket? Oh, hello! Didn't see you running off. I tagged your bike and your ankle. I think I'll have a Molotov. I get dickhead! You're a dickhead! Dickhead! Top shelf dickhead!
That is a fantastic and extremely fun new track from Big Scout. It's called Mr. Slice. If you'd like to get your hands on any Big Scout tunes, then bigscout.bandcamp.com is the place to go. And we'll be watching this space for all gigs that are happening this weekend, obviously. But if everything goes well, then they'll be playing on the 25th with Ripship at Whammy Bar. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for all of that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.